Ultrasonic scrub brushes and sinks will lighten the ladies' household chores. And we're sharing a special Monitor Weekend show with you, The Going Thing 69, a forecast for the year ahead, presented by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. Nashville Brass, I saw the light. And now some illumination, brothers and sisters, that can lead to your automotive salvation. You know, the economists are predicting that 1969 will be a great year, a prosperous year, and I'm for that. I hope 69 will bring each of you the things you want most. If that happens to be a new car, here's a suggestion. See your Ford dealer right now during his pop option sale. He's featuring an event designed to save you money. It's the value event of the year. Your Ford dealer has specially equipped, specially priced Mustangs, Galaxies, Fairlanes, and Falcons on hand for this sale. And here's where the pop option part fits in. These brand new Fords come equipped with things that add a little flair to driving. Dual racing mirrors, wheel covers, white sidewall tires, deluxe steering wheel, things like that. In the case of the Galaxy 500, you can save big on a special comfort package, too, replete with V8 engine, air conditioning, and tinted glass. So why not see your Ford dealer during his pop option sale? One thing for sure, you can save a bundle on Ford's most popular cars. You know, you don't have to be especially psychic to predict that an important event will take place in the nation's capital on January 20th. That's right, the inauguration of Richard Milhouse Nixon as our next president. But what about the weather for that date, and what about the attendant festivities? A report from Russ Ward, NBC News, Washington.
When you think in terms of 2 million visitors in town and 6 formal inaugural balls at which 2 dozen orchestras will be playing, and a 2.5-hour parade involving another 50 bands, all this in mid-January, then you automatically think in terms of the weather. And for the record, the Weather Bureau is saying nothing. The spokesman says an extended outlook will be available about 4 days before Inauguration Day. Otherwise, the Environmental Services Administration is offering only odds based on past years. They at least are encouraging. The odds are 6-1 against precipitation of any kind on Inauguration Day, 20-1 against snow. The big moment of the day comes at 12 noon, the hour of swearing in. President-elect Nixon will be given the oath of office by former Californian Chief Justice Earl Warren. Workmen are still busy on the east front of the Capitol building, erecting the inaugural stands and the seats for that ceremony. If the past is any indication, nearly 250,000 persons will jam the East Plaza to witness the swearing-in. Most of that number will stand. Inaugurations are big business. The one coming up is expected to cost in excess of $2 million, only a small portion of which is government money. Ticket sales to the various receptions and concerts, the dances, and the big inaugural parade hopefully will offset most of the rest. Those planning to participate can spend as little or as much as they like. A member of the party faithful with a choice seat for every event will pay out more than $350 in admission fees. Russ Ward, NBC News, Washington.
Well, as Russ pointed out, weather forecasters refuse to go out on a limb about conditions in Washington for the inaugural. But here at Monitor, we're fearless. We'll take a chance. Quoting from the Farmer's Almanac, it calls for snowstorms in the mid-Atlantic states on the 19th, possibly through the 20th. Well, they could be right or wrong. Now back here on the 4th, it's fair weather listening-wise, as they say. I'm the Monitor Beacon.
Brooklyn Group Civil Air Patrol Auxiliary of the United States Air Force announces that Squadron V, located in the Coney Island section of Brooklyn, will interview teenagers 13 to 17 years of age on Tuesday evening, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. in Public School Number 90, 2840 West 12th Street. Applicants may also write to Civil Air Patrol, Grand Army Plaza, Brooklyn, New York, 11238. Civil Air Patrol offers outstanding aerospace education programs in aviation ground and pre-flight instruction.
This is Jack Hayes. All I said was, I dig Glenn Campbell, Engelbert Humperdinck, Mary Hopkin, the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and Frank Sinatra. And boy, did I get told where to go.
This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, where you'll enjoy the Jack Hayes sound, Monday through Friday, noon to 3.
WNBC Radio 660, New York.
Gene Rayburn again as Monitor continues its forecast for 1969. And in the pop music category, experts expect country and western style music to forge ahead. Anticipating the trend, Monitor offers a blend. The song, written by Jimmy Rogers, given city slicker treatment by Frankie Avalon.
In time we're not a moving thing, and I could make it stay. This hour of love we share would always be. There'd be no coming day to shine a morning light that make us realize our night is over. When you walk away from me, there is no place to put my hand except to shade my eyes against the sun that rises o'er the land. I watch you walk away somehow, I have to let you go. Now it's over. Just how I really feel, you might return and yet there are so many times that people have to love and then forget. Oh, there might have been a way I have to force myself to say it's over. So I turn my back and turn my collar to the wind.
The Going Thing sings for your Ford dealer.
Going Ford, it's the going thing. It's what's happening. It's the going thing.
Say, you kids are great. What do you call your group?
They're going big.
Well, I'm a Ford dealer, and I sure appreciate what you're saying about my Fords. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yes, but how about saying about my pop option sale?
Your what?
My pop option sale on specially equipped fairlanes.
Tell us about it, man.
It's loaded with dual racing mirrors, tape, stripe, white walls, and a whole lot more. Ford does give you better ideas.
We'll think of that.
Say, you kids always think alike?
Well, I'm an individual.
Oh, no, man. I always do my own thing.
Well, I gotta go. Goodbye, kids.
Goodbye, sir. Ford gives you better ideas. It's a going thing.
High on the list of going things for 69 is the newest development in records and record players, a very portable pocket disc and the machine on which it can be played. The manufacturer, Fred Hyman, discussed details with our monitor reporter.
What are pocket discs and how do you play them?
Well, pocket disc is a miniaturization of single selection music. Today, single selection music is available in what is commonly referred to as the 45, or the 7-inch diameter disc. We started developing 6 years ago a new mastering technique and a new manufacturing technique, which would give us the capability of reproducing the same sound that one gets today in the 45 on a 4-inch diameter disc, which is only 10 mils thick, or 10 thousandths of an inch thick. This gives us the opportunity to present to the market, a very mobile market, young people, a record that they can carry in their pocket.
Will the portable player be pocket size too?
The portable player will be slightly larger than pocket size, but will be compatible with carrying around. It weighs 2.5 pounds, is quite small, built with a convenient handle, and plays the pocket disc while the pocket disc player is moving or being swung at the side.
Fred, exactly how does this machine work?
Our player, when the record is put into it, can be carried, it can be moved around, turned upside down or right side up, stood on its side, and the record will continue to play. It also, with a push-button switch, starts automatically, and when it reaches the end of the record, the arm actually picks itself up, moves into the stationary position, and turns the entire piece of equipment off. The discs are made of a rather technical product, but from the point of view of our customers, it does not scratch, it does not scuff. If it gets dirty, one can just wash it off and reuse it.
Fred, exactly when and in what parts of the country will pocket discs be available?
Our test marketing program in Seattle, Washington, and the environs thereof has been so successful that we've accelerated our distribution program to achieve national distribution by the fall of 1969. We hope that everybody will be playing pocket discs by Christmas of next year.
Fred Hyman sounds exciting. Thank you for being our guest on Monitor, and the best of luck.
Thanks very much.
Our guest, Fred Hyman, whose firm will manufacture the first pocket discs, records only a few inches in diameter, ready for purchase this new year of 1969. From Monitor, Ron Perbuta.
You know, I saw one of those discs, and it really is remarkable looking. It looks something like a round playing card in size. It has a hole in the middle, of course. Well, for the time being, back to the standard size for an above-standard performance by the Ray Conniff Singers.
Cheeks, for you've been a man and flower. Sit down.
look ahead into 1969 would be complete without a peek at the flicks in our future. So here's Monitor's film critic, Gene Shalit.
Movies are the going thing. More people are going to movies than to any other thing. During this new year, they'll be going to see Richard Burton as a daring World War II British agent behind German lines in Where Eagles Dare. Daring? Wait till you see Richard Burton as a homosexual with Rex Harrison in Staircase. Happy landing. David Hemmings, who hasn't made a picture in weeks, plays Alfred the Great in the new costume epic. I predict he will conquer the invading Vikings. And Prunella Ransom. Prunella, she's a regular girl. The next Sidney Poitier movie is The Lost Man. And the next Vanessa Redgrave film may be her first really impressive performance. It's called Isadora, and Vanessa Redgrave portrays the tragic, brilliant kook, Isadora Duncan. This year, famous married couples star together on screen. Rod Steiger and his wife Claire Bloom get involved in Three into Two Won't Go and The Illustrated Man. And Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward make tracks in a movie about automobile racing called Winning. Some of the biggest best-selling novels are set to hit the screen this year. True Grit will star John Wayne, Glenn Campbell, and an actress yet to be picked. Airport, that runway bestseller, will be stacked up in theaters across the country. Stand by for Dean Martin, Burt Lancaster, Helen Hayes, and Gene Seberg. Topaz, another huge bestseller, is being made into a Hitchcock movie by Alfred Hitchcock. Who can do it better? And Mike Nichols is set with Catch 22. I could spend this entire Ford weekend telling you about upcoming movies that sound good. But, in the words of the title of Neil Simon's new Broadway hit, promises, promises. I'm only sure of one thing. This is Gene Shalit for Monitor.
Yeah, one thing we'd like you to be sure of is the fact that this special Monitor weekend of forecasts for 69 is being brought to you by your Ford dealer.
Singing world of a going thing, big performance counts big. In their driving world, performance counts too. They drive Mustangs. Now you can get a Mustang with a specially priced option package at your Ford dealer's Pop Option Sale.
The Pop Option Sale this year is great, especially for Mustangs, because you can get wheel covers and white walls.
Some Mustang has a tape stripe. And the kids in the group have them drive around.
One of the ones that I particularly go for is the hood scoop that's actually connected to the carburetor. And now...
Well, I have a Mustang, and it's a luxurious sports car.
Thank you.
promises, promises. And if we may be allowed one promise, it'll be to promise you the best and most varied radio programming all through the year on the NBC stations coast to coast where you hear Monitor. In central Louisiana, that's KSYL, Alexandria. Gene Rayburn here, back shortly, and that's a promise, too. Do you think New Yorkers are cold people? Then think again, because without your help, over 1 million families in New York City will be without heat this winter. What can you do to help? If you've got a few hours to spare each week, join the Volunteer Coordinating Council of New York City in Operation Iceberg. Volunteers are needed to work days, evenings, and weekends. Want to feel needed? Call the Volunteer Coordinating Council at 566-5950 and ask for Operation Iceberg. That's 566-5950. Anytime between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Call today. Help make New York a warmer place to live.
This is Charlie Brown. All I said was, I think playing records, making you smile, giving weather and traffic information weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. is just fantastic. And boy, did I get told where to go.
This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, where Charlie Brown's good sounds make going home a good time. The Charlie Brown Show, weekdays, 3 to 7 p.m.
What's up? Joe O'Brien. Get up with him, weekdays, 5 to 9 a.m. on WNBC Radio 660, New York.
This is John Wolfe, WNBC News. It's 10:30, 24 degrees in New York and sunny. More than 300 tenement residents are returning to their Lower East Side homes this morning. They were evacuated last night after a series of gas explosions ripped down Delancey Street between Essex, Allen, and Ludlow Streets. The blast set fires to cars and some buildings and buckled the pavement for 6 blocks along Delancey Street. 5 persons were injured, none seriously. Consolidated Edison workers shut off the main valve in the area, but fires burned until early this morning. There's no indication as to what caused the explosion. Subway service on the IND line has been suspended in that area. The city's blood supply continues to lessen. There is now enough blood to last 4.5 days. The normal supply is 10 days. Attempts to replenish it yesterday fell flat. 300 persons donated blood, and exactly 300 pints of blood were used in the city. The health department gave more than 3,000 flu shots and is keeping the 22 health centers open today and tomorrow to give vaccinations. Harlem is represented in Congress once again. Democrat Adam Clayton Powell was sworn in yesterday after an ouster of 2 years. The House voted 251 to 160 to seat Powell. It also voted to fine him $25,000 and strip him of his 22 years seniority. Many Harlem residents are saying they're happy that Powell is back in Congress, but they don't like the sanctions against him. The luxury liner United States will not be sailing for Europe as scheduled Tuesday. The National Maritime Union has agreed not to cross picket lines set up by striking longshoremen. The NMU asked to be allowed to operate the ship, but the longshoremen said that might break their 14-day strike against the shippers. Negotiations in that 14-day strike are deadlocked over the issue of cargo containerization. Here's WNBC reporter Jim Iyer with another aspect of the strike story.
The negotiations for the Port of New York have reached an apparent impasse, and passengers on one of the biggest liners now at sea will have to prepare to debark in New York without assistance. The situation was explained by International Longshoremen Association Executive Vice President John Bowers.
The United States lines will be in here Sunday. We'll be picketing the ship. The passengers will have to carry their own baggage because we're on strike and we can't do anything about that. And I'm positive the ship will not sail as long as we have pickets there. I think that the NMU and all the maritime unions will not cross our picket lines. Therefore, she won't sail.
Bowers says he sees no possibility of reaching a contract agreement ending the current strike until at least sometime next week. Jim Iyer, WNBC News.
Things are finally back to normal on the IRT 7th Avenue subway line following several hours of monumental confusion last night. The entire line was tied up more than 3 hours. It all began when the doors stuck on a train at 110th Street and Lenox Avenue. For some reason, yet unexplained, the passengers refused to leave that train. Passengers on the trains behind it did, though, and started walking down the tracks. The transit authority quickly shut off the power. Police were rushed in and led the people back to safety. In other news, at least a dozen persons were injured, some seriously, as Roman Catholic students and Protestant militants clashed near Londonderry in Northern Ireland today. President-elect Richard Nixon is in New York and expected to announce top-level appointments in the State Department this morning. Now the weather. Partly sunny and cold today, a high around 30, cloudy and cold tonight, a low in the mid-teens. Sunday, mostly cloudy and cold. It's 24 degrees in New York and sunny. Once again, the top story, Lower East Side tenement residents returned to their homes following a series of gas explosions last night on Delancey Street. This is John Wolfe, WNBC News. And now, back to Monitor. Here's Gene Rayburn, and here are some of the new things you may find in your future. Office copying machines that duplicate in color for what? For mass production of pink slips? Commuter trains that hit speeds of up to 130 miles per hour. Welcome to the Going Thing 69, a forecast for the year ahead, presented by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. Now still going strong, Sinatra.
Bows and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds' illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the busy dancing way you feel, as every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. Leave them laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I look at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions I recall. I really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. But now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. But something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life. I don't know it at all.
I
I say there, all you look-atters, like to hear a few exclusive Rayburn predictions for the next year? No, you're going to hear them anyway. Here we go. It'll be harder and harder to tell the men from the women by their clothes. But we'll all go on bravely trying. There'll be so much lunar traffic, the man on the moon will demand equal time down here. And those people smart enough to buy specially equipped, specially priced Galaxy 500s, Fairlanes, Mustangs, and Falcons during their Ford dealer's pop option sale will be congratulating themselves all year. And that last item, ladies and gentlemen, is a fact. You can get big savings now on these popular Fords equipped with popular options like wall-to-wall carpeting, rim-blow steering wheels, special-profile white wall tires, deluxe wheel covers, and many others. You can also get savings on air conditioning, V8 power, and tinted glass. Stop in during the pop option sale at your Ford dealers. That's the place you've got to go to see what's going on. Now another Rayburn prediction. The next voice will be that of Monitor Super Sportsman Joe Caracciola.
Are you ready for some fearless predictions on what will happen in sports in 1969? Okay. This will be the year that some amateur tennis player will announce that he isn't turning pro because he can't afford the cut in salary. This will be the year that man will first set foot on the moon and be greeted with crowds carrying signs reading, "We want a major league franchise." This will be the year that Stan Musial will be elected to baseball's Hall of Fame and will say, "Gee, what a surprise." It'll mark another first for Musial because he'll be the only one who's surprised. This will be the year when athletes will be easier to recognize on the streets. They'll all be wearing beards, hoping that somebody will offer them $10,000 to shave it off the way they did for Joe Namath. This will be the year that Bobby Hull decides to keep his jaws wired even after his injury heals. It makes meals a little tougher, but it sure saves a lot of time with interviewers. This will be the year when O.J. Simpson will say to the Buffalo Bills management, "That's a very interesting offer. What will I do with Niagara Falls?" This will be the year that Denny McLain will win 29 games. And somebody will say, "See, I told you, he was just a flash in the pan." This will be the year that the first man from the moon lands on Earth. And 1 week later, he'll sign a pro football contract as a field goal kicker. And this will be the year that's the best one you ever had. And I sure hope that prediction really comes true. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports.
And this may be the year in which instant banana peel gains national recognition. What's instant banana peel? Well, it's nothing to do with sports. I'll give you that much of a hint. And I'll give you a minute to guess what it really is. Stay tuned for the answer here on the Monitor Beacon.
One voluntary hospital of the United Hospital Fund is located in an area where many newcomers to New York live. To better acquaint these people with the services the hospital can offer, they were invited to a hospital happening recently. Here, they joined in lively discussion groups and found out that the hospital needed them as much as they needed the hospital. When neighbors learn that they are a part of the picture, they are no longer strangers. Your gift to the United Hospital Fund can be your way of taking part in the work of 78 great voluntary institutions. United Hospital Fund, 3 East 54th Street, New York, 10022.
This is Joe O'Brien. All I said was, I like a radio station that has music, news, weather, traffic, everything. And boy, did I get told where to go.
This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, where Joe O'Brien gives you everything. Weekdays, 5 to 9 a.m.
WNBC Radio 660, New York.
Rayburn again, and in case you couldn't guess, instant banana peel is a newly devised powdery substance that causes people to slip and fall. That's right, and I'm not kidding about this, it's true. It's expected to be one of the going things in 1969 for controlling unruly crowds that begin to get out of hand. Meanwhile, Monitor employs that time-honored technique for soothing the savage breast. Music, the Limelighters.
La, bo, da, c'est la rose, la, bo, da, c'est la rose, it's a rose. that's important in a room. In the eye of time, we're just heaps of dust along the highway, and as far along the highway as it goes. We must go with what we've got, what we give, and what we're given, for a lesson in true living. What's the road? La portant, c'est la rose. La portant, c'est la rose. It's the road that's important, c'est la rose. La portant, c'est la rose. La portant, c'est la rose. It's the road that's important, c'est la rose.
Left out in the cold, with no coat upon your shoulder, and the wind is getting colder in the storm.
Let me tell you, most of us have had to learn, every road must have its turn. If the fire of hope is burning, you'll stay warm.
La porte, c'est la rose, la porte, c'est la rose, it's the road. That's important, c'est la rose. L'important, c'est la rose. L'important, c'est la rose. It's the rose. That's important, c'est la rose. As we go along life's way, it's a good thing to remember. It's a long way to November, so go slow.
When you have a sale, talk quietly and tell it like it is. Now the going thing tells it like it is.
The Galaxy 500 is a great sale car. It's got a lot of options that you can get at a very low price. And one of them is the vinyl interior, and it's just beautiful.
Even though it's so opulent and luxurious and large, it's extremely easy to park, which I just love. It's a great-looking car already, but you can even make it look better with all these fun extras.
Galaxy 500s, a lot of people think that they're kind of the car that your dad and your mom might want to buy. It can be a really groovy car. You can put white sidewalls on it and wheel covers and body molding.
It's like getting not something for nothing, but something for a little less.
Monitor music, Nancy Wilson.
In a long white room, with no beginning and no end, with no calendars or clocks, we have time to spend. So we grow tomorrow's flowers in yesterday's pots. We age just a little, but we touch a lot. And maybe we're married and maybe we're not, but we're there in a long white room. But a talking's always hot, but the breathing's always soft. We will tuck each other in and dream about trains. You call me beauty and I call you brains, but no one compares.
Sure it's cold here in New York today, right? I mean it's cold. You know, everybody talks about the weather, but who does anything about it? Anybody? Ha-ha! This may be the year. 1969 may be the year they do something about the weather. Let's find out from Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington.
This year, 1969, could become the year weather forecasts get more accurate and farther in advance. Three new weather satellites, and possibly more, if the first three are successful, will be launched this year. The first one, which will be called ESA-9, will go up toward the end of February to replace another weather satellite that's beginning to wear out. The other two, called TIROS-M and Nimbus, will come along during the spring and summer months. Both are advancements over present satellites. TIROS-M, for example, will allow us for the first time to get cloud cover pictures at night, providing the weatherman with forecast information from around the world every 12 hours instead of every 24. Nimbus will measure vertical temperatures around the globe, which could lead one day to accurate weather predictions, not a couple of days in advance, but perhaps 2 weeks ahead. All three, in addition, will improve the tracking and warning of hurricanes. All in all, a big year ahead in space for the weatherman. Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington.
Now, the going thing sings for your Ford dealer.
Going forward, it's a going thing. It's what's happening. It's a going thing.
Hey, everybody, I'm Janice, one of the girls in the going thing. And I'd like to put you on to a real groovy thing. A specially equipped, specially priced Mustang hardtop accessory. Loaded with the most popular options at your Ford dealer's top option sale. White walls, wheel covers, racing mirrors with scoop and tape stripes. And you know something? You can also save on specially equipped Galaxy 500 spare length and Falcon. Now how about that? So get down to your Ford dealer and see why going Ford is the going thing. Ooh, I love sales. I'm going to go down there right now.
It's a going thing.
Who's the going thing on the young scene for 1969, talks to the groovy going thing singing group.
At the moment, we're here in a Hollywood recording studio with the going thing. The going thing is a singing group, and maybe more than any other group going these days, they represent the wild and groovy things that are happening in America today. What do you see ahead for the young generation in 1969, Susie?
I believe that this young generation that's come along is a little more ambitious than any generation that's come along so far. We're all part of it, and I think what it amounts to is just to make this world a better place in which to live.
It's a musical generation, and it's being fed in their music, you know?
Obviously, you as a group probably represent all different points of view in a whole variety of subjects. I'm told that Susie is one of the more unusual members of the going thing. Why do they consider you to be somewhat unusual?
Your third eye.
I have six fingers. I seem to come up with things that I guess are funny to people, you know.
Of course, I never really as funny as Miss Berry over there.
All right, thank you very much, Susie.
Take it away, Jack.
Come on, for that.
John, you were, the major musician, I guess, in the group responsible for most of the writing and the rest of it. Do you regard yourself as perhaps the more serious member of the going thing?
Serious musically, yes. But we clown around with, like everybody else. But when it comes down to music, we dig what we're doing, and we're very serious about it.
Janice, what's the most amusing thing that you can recall since you've joined the going thing?
Janice on a horse.
Mom of mine ran on a horse, trying to back it up.
Trying to make a horse go in reverse?
The horse went in reverse, but it didn't stop.
Talking about horses and horsepower, we immediately find ourselves in a discussion of automobiles. Now, the going thing is a group of young, hip people who sing with a passion that helps them relate to this groovy going era of ours. And the going thing is a group of cars, too, young cars, Ford cars. And the Going Thing group sings about them on radio and television and in personal appearances all over America. What about these cars, Julia?
One thing I really love is when the 12 of us show up like a herd of Mustangs at a record session.
We're going to have a little trouble when we go back to the parking lot to find out which car is your own.
Yeah.
All of the members of the Going Thing drive Mustangs, and Mustangs are just one of the cars available during your Ford dealer's pop option sale.
I think the greatest thing about the sale is the fact that you can get all of Ford's most popular cars and their most popular options.
My car has wheel covers. They're very elegant looking, and I think add a lot of charm and style to an economy car. I dig all the mirrors.
It's not very often that you can get all of the extras, like vinyl interior and the wheel covers they were talking about, racing mirrors, and there are just so many things that really make it great, and it's something that doesn't happen all the time, and it's happening now, and I think everybody ought to get down there and really take advantage of it. And now I think we ought to really go back to work. I think it's time.
The Going Thing, a great group of singers who believe in what Ford's got going. And right now that's a pop option sale featuring Ford Galaxies, Fairlanes, Mustangs, and Falcons with Ford's most popular options at special low prices.
Students at four universities in Beirut, Lebanon, have gone on strike to achieve a number of demands. Now, nothing odd about that. Well, now, hang on a moment. The chief demand is for a military draft. You know something? It occurs to me, as it maybe does to you, if they're that eager, they could volunteer, right? Well, sir, more news and monitor news on the hour shortly. And more of the Going Thing 69, Gene Rayburn. Now, as we look back, what kind of year was 1968? Speaking only for the fortunate depositors of the Dime Savings Bank, the big savings bank for all New York, it was the greatest year in history. Over $99 million in dividends was distributed amongst Dime depositors. Yes, $99 million of clear profit, money Dime depositors didn't have to work for. Plus, priceless peace of mind with this unbeatable safety record. Never a dividend missed to the Dime in over 109 years. And the highest bank rate on savings allowed. Plus, 100% flexibility to save just as you please in large or small amounts. The latest dividend at the Dime is 5% a year paid from day of deposit, compounded quarterly. Plus this extra bonus. All deposits received on or before January 10th will earn dividends from January 1st. Make this resolution today to start 1969 off on the right foot by opening your account at the Dime. For postage-free forms to open your account by mail at the Dime and a free booklet, write Savings, WNBC Radio, New York, New York, 10020. The Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn, a member of the FDIC.